a better state, State Farm.
Zero percent, no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit, plus downloadable coupons online at windowworldstlouis.com. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Take advantage of 0% financing and online coupons to save you even more, including windows, insulation, and siding from Window World. Save money on your new windows and your energy bills with Window World today. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes whenever, wherever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
After a long day at work, all you want to do is relax. But how can you possibly relax when you can't seem to get comfortable? Nothing can make you feel more comfortable at home than a new Lennox home comfort system from Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning. Let Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning's professionally trained service and installation staff handle all your indoor comfort needs. Visit HoffHeating.com for our current specials. Hoff Heating, since 1983, making your family's comfort our family's business.
Nissan offers express service oil change at select locations for $28.95. No appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your Nissan dealer for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Willie, you need to sing a little faster, buddy.
Pick up the pace.
We got 3 hours worth of stuff to do it, and we got 22 minutes to do it, so pick up the pace, Willie.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
I've just been informed that we are going off the air.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
We are. Wow. Now, that was not supposed to be leaked. That's supposed to be a secret. But we are going off the air at 4 o'clock. Don't blame us. That's Mizzou basketball. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a very abbreviated version of the large morning show in the afternoon. We'll hardly have time. We might as well have not even taken our coats off. We'll just put them right back on and get out of here. We will start today with the lovely Dawn Meadows Dixon, who is here, and she's supposed to do a movie review, but we're not going to do that today. We're not going to have Jose today because we don't have time for any of that stuff. But the reason, Dawn, first of all, Dawn, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. And next time we talk, we'll get a little bit of the inside scoop on the award show you went to, the Critics' Choice or whatever that was.
Yes.
I saw your picture. You look beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
The other pictures you sent look like they were taken by Stevie Wonder. How in the world could you get such horrible, horrible pictures?
There were so many lights on the stage that when I used my iPhone, it just blurred.
Terrible.
Before the show started,
but
I was able to get a picture of myself and my sister and I. And
you managed to get you with your hot sister, and you look very cute, and we're going to put that up there. Now, here's
okay.
The reason I want to talk to you today. Tell me, I want you to repeat, because when you said this the other day, it didn't mean anything to me, and apparently not anything to anybody listening except one listener. Did you refer to your sister as your Irish twin?
Oh, you know what? You have to be under 13 months for that, but we're 17.
Okay, but you did refer.
I did.
Okay, let me read you. No. This is a lesson.
Oh,
in,
man.
No, this is a lesson in radio and how you just can't say anything. And first, is anybody in this room Irish?
No, I am.
I'm part Irish.
All right, well, part's not.
I have a great uncle, Kelly.
And part's not good enough. Listen to this email. Frank, as an ardent listener to your show, I consider myself to be AM and the PM. However, There's always a however. I was taken aback during the movie segment of your show today. Unfortunately, I cannot remember the name of the person who does your movie segment. Sorry, Dawn, but that's what it says. But on today's show, she was commenting on the Critics' Choice Awards. During that segment, she referred to herself and her sister as Irish twins. I'm sure that she has no idea of the derogatory connotation of this term.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know what it means.
As defined on the website wisegeek.com, the term Irish twins is used to describe two children born to the same mother within 12 months of each other or born in the same calendar year. Given that it is somewhat a derogatory term, it is generally not used in print or polite society. As in the case with many terms with derogatory origins, some people use it without thinking about the implications of the deeper meaning. Learning about the roots of these terms and the meaning behind them can help people decide whether or not they are appropriate for common use. Now, let me just read this. Now, I'm not going to read it all, but I'll read the next paragraph. The roots of the idea behind the term are actually quite old. Nobody knows exactly when people started talking first about Irish twins. In both England and the United States, a massive influx of Irish immigration in the 1800s led to a negative connotation with Irish people and society. This often happens when a large immigrant group begins to settle in mass numbers in a new country. The Irish were accused of being backwards and uncultured, and it was assumed that they were uneducated, dirty, and a pox on society. As a result, the use of the word Irish began to be pejorative. A number of derogatory terms incorporating stereotypes about the Irish began to emerge, including Irish confetti for thrown bricks and Irish kiss for a slap. Irish twins fits into this vernacular and is actually insulting on multiple levels. So what do you have to say for yourself, young lady?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, first of all, I didn't mean to offend. I do have a great-great Uncle Kelly who possibly traces his roots back to Ireland, and my sister and I are 17 months apart.
Well, let me just say this.
We are not Irish twins.
I wrote this guy.
I did not know it was a derogatory
term. I wrote him back, and I said, look, and I appreciated the feedback, but I said two things. There's no way that she intended to offend anybody. You're just not the type. And I said, the other thing is, not only have I never heard of this Irish twin thing, apparently neither had anybody else who's listening, because I didn't get any other response about your saying Irish twins. But I guess the lesson here is, and the name, and I'm not going to read the writer's name, but it's very Irish. And this person is very sensitive about this use of the term Irish twins. So lesson learned, I guess.
You got to know.
And all the problems in this world, in this day and age, I'm sorry, but that one is...
I know. I'm with Don on this one.
Well, listen, I suggested a name for a restaurant. I had a friend in the restaurant business years ago, and he was going to open a Mexican restaurant, and I had the word gringo in the name. And he said, oh, no, that's like the N-word. And I said, wait a second, what about Gringo Jones? Gringo Jones has been in St. Louis forever,
and
it's a Mexican import store, and that's the name of the store, Gringo Jones. And he, the owner, is Gringo Jones. And I said, well, he can do whatever he wants to, but it's very derogatory, and it's basically calling him the N-word. So...
Wait a minute, I thought gringo was an American that's in...
No? Well, it is, but it's... So some people say that if, rather than just say, you American, if you say you gringo, it's like you stupid, dirty American. You know, it's not a nice way to call somebody an American. So, who knows what to do?
Will this guy, or this person that wrote the email, will this person be mad on St. Patrick's Day if they say, kiss me, I'm Irish? Well, they get mad about that.
Oh, that's right. That Irish kiss is in there as a slap. Well, you slap them. If they say, kiss me, you slap them.
Kiss me, I'm
because
Irish.
Slap is not... You know, here, Don, here's the bottom line here. Anymore, you don't know what to say or what not to say. I don't think I'd lose any sleep over this.
No.
I appreciate the email, but listen, that can't be the only Irish listener we have.
No, and my apologies. Didn't
that's all. You know what? Don't apologize, because when you apologize when you did something wrong...
Right.
You haven't done anything wrong. You didn't do it on purpose, so you don't owe anybody an apology. And we're going to let you go. You look great in the picture. We'll talk later in the week, okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Don Meadows-Dixon,
everybody.
That insulting,
derogatory word.
I tell you what,
I'll tell you, every time she opens her mouth, it's some derogatory, slanderous.
I thought somebody called in once and said that the word schmuck was meant something real derogatory.
I'm sure just about everything circles it does. I used to work for a guy. He called everybody he didn't like a schmuck. That schmuck. He was Jewish.
Uh-huh.
It was his second favorite word. The first one I can't repeat. But, he's a schmuck. He called everybody that.
Oh, my goodness. So, I don't even want to live on this planet anymore.
No, it's getting tougher and tougher. I'm going to take a quick call here because Lynn, this is probably why she's calling. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. How are you?
I'm an Irish twin, and I'm not offended at all.
I've never even heard of this.
Oh, you've never even heard of the term Irish twin?
No, I've never heard the term Irish
twin. Oh, yeah. See, I had heard of it, but I...
And I certainly... I mean, so I didn't know it was derogatory because I didn't even know it existed. But you are literally also have a sister that was born within 12 months.
A brother.
And are you Irish?
I have a brother. I have a portion of Irish in me because...
Hey-o.
You know,
oh, good one. Would you like to have a little Welsh in you? That's me, yeah. So you're Irish and you're not
mostly
offended.
German, but there is some Irish in our family. And I'm 9.5 months difference between my brother and I.
Wow, that was really
quick. And have any Irish people, have you ever said that, referred to your brother as your Irish twin? Have they ever said, how dare you?
With people who I know are full-fledged Irish, I've never said that, but I have a girlfriend who is from Ireland. I'm going to ask her if she considers that a derogatory statement.
And again, I go by this gauge. It was one email.
Right.
If it had been something really offensive, we'd have heard from a lot of people.
Exactly.
All right, Lynn, I appreciate the call. And
have a great vacation, you guys.
Well, it's not really vacation, Lynn. It's a work trip.
We'll try.
We're going to suffer.
We're going to be escorting 100 or so, 85 listeners, and that's work.
It's a tough job.
Well, it is. Somebody does. Lynn, thank you for the call. I call anytime. I love your voice.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Oh. Sparks were flying.
Yes.
Sparks were flying.
Boy, you lit her on fire right as you hung up on her there.
And I'm going to go to Juan, and we're going to talk about something else here. Hello, Juan. How are you?
Hey, Juan, Frank, gang.
Yeah, you're Juan.
Hi, Juan.
Thank you. That helps really a lot.
What's up?
Listen, my sister and I, 10 months, 4 days apart. My father, Irishman of the Year in Connecticut.
Ooh.
It is a term of endearment and in love. And since that writer is so Irish, I'd like to greet him in an old Irish term, Pug of Mahone. And if he's that Irish, he'll know what that means.
I hope it doesn't mean F you
or
something.
It's not insulting at all.
Okay, well, you can't get more Irish than what is it? You're who's the Irishman of the Year?
My father.
Your father?
Wow.
You can't get more Irish than that.
We presented the honor by the Irish ambassador to the United States.
Well, this is how we learn. You know, you get a complaint, you throw it out to the public. If the masses say, bah, pff, it's not
But that guy's letter had a source of wisegeek.com. How can we not go with this?
I don't know, but you know, there's a great Irish proverb, I drink when I'm hungry. Eat when I'm hungry, I drink when I'm dry. And if the moonshine doesn't kill me, I'll live till I die.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Juan.
Take care.
How about an Irish guy named Juan? What a mixed bag we have listening. This is Martin Luther King Day. And I decided, since we don't have very long to come in here today, maybe do something today we normally don't do, and that's actually talk about Martin Luther King Day and talk about black people and white people. And I don't have anywhere to go with this except to say that, like a lot of people, I've never worked anywhere where I got off work on Martin Luther King Day, but I think most people who are off just go, hoo-hoo, we get a day off, and they don't give much thought to anything. I've given more thought to things like this in recent years than I ever did earlier in my life. I grew up in the South, and deep enough in the South where there was colored town, where there were white fountains and colored fountains to drink out of, and a white entrance and a colored entrance, and where people were called colored people, among other things. And I am not going to be such a hypocrite or phony as to sit here today and say, you know, I'm proud to say that I've got a lot of black friends. I don't. I have probably one black friend. And not a friend that I see often. I talked to him about 45 minutes ago. And you guys know who he is, Lane White. I would say that's probably my one real black friend. Even though we go quite a long time without seeing each other, we never forget about each other. And I wish that I had been brought up more blind to color, but I was brought up to think that black people were, and to say we're not different is stupid. We are different. First of all, look at us. We're different. But I was also brought up to believe that they really were inferior. And not that my parents were really mean or extreme racist. It's an ignorance. It's an ignorance that existed down there. And, you know, if two people back when I was a kid applied for a job, one was white and one was black, the white guy gets it because he's just, you can just assume he's smarter than the black person. Well, thank goodness a lot of that has changed, and because of this guy, Martin Luther King. And I'm not an expert on him. I'm not a scholar about race or King or anything else, but I do know, as you do, what a great impact he had on people. A couple of just quick things I want to mention about black people in my life. When I was a little kid, I've talked about this before, Daisy Covey, if you go watch The Help, Daisy Covey is basically in that movie. That's the black lady that babysat for us and ironed our clothes, and we didn't have any money. But everybody in the South had an ironing lady who came and ironed for $2 a day, and that was Daisy. And Daisy babysat us. So on one hand, we looked at the black people as, oh, you know, you don't want to walk down the street arm in arm with them or marry them, yet you entrusted your children to them, which is just such a contradiction. We loved Daisy, and my parents loved her, yet there was that know your place sort of line. And I'll tell this story real quickly, but I've told it before. My mother one day sent me to school. I was in the sixth grade, and she sent me to school in a black shirt with a zipper in the front. I still remember the shirt. You pulled it over your head, and you kind of zipped it up. It zipped from the chest up, and black pants, and black engineer boots and a black belt. And I came home from school, and I hit the door, and I threw my books down, and she said something like, how was school today? And I said, horrible. It was horrible because everybody all day kept saying, black boy, hey, black boy. They called me black boy. And I looked up, and Daisy was standing right around the corner in our house. And she just kind of smiled and walked away and did what she was doing. And I still remember how horrible I felt, because what I had essentially said was, I didn't like being called a black boy. That was like one of the worst things that you could have been called. Oh, yeah, well, you're a black boy. And then I realized, here's Daisy, who is black, and how must this feel for her? And then you start to think, how must lots of black people have felt when they were humiliated or publicly made to feel inferior. And, you know, I don't know what it's like to be black. I try not to express what black people might think or what, because I'm not black. But I will tell you this. I have worked every year on trying to be a little bit better person and not judging people. I don't have any black friends except for Lane, but I also don't have any Asian friends. I also don't have any redneck crystal meth cooking friends, because we don't happen to live on the same street. You know, you sort of become friends with the people around you that you work with or you live with. And Lane White, if you're listening, and I know he's driving a truck right now, without knowing it, without doing anything, you taught me years and years ago a pretty big lesson about this judging a book by the cover. And I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again, too, because it is Martin Luther King Day, and I do have a black friend, and hopefully before my life is over, I'll have another black friend or two, and won't even notice that they're black. We did a motorcycle poker run many, many years ago, and there were about, I don't know, 150 of us on Harley Davidson's, and we all met and had lunch at this like American Legion Hall or something, and everybody on the poker run was white. Every rider was white except one guy. And I remember we were taking our helmets off, parking our bikes, and we walked in, and there's a kind of a little buffet with hamburgers and condiments, and you get a cold drink. And I said to the guy that I was with riding that day, I looked up and I saw this big black. This guy was just a big, mean-looking black guy. And the key there is mean-looking. And I said, look at that guy. I said, how would you like to tangle with him? And he said, oh, man, no way. Well, we get situated, we get our tables, and we get up, and I'm getting in line to get a hamburger, and I realize, I look behind me, right next to me in line is this black guy. The one that I had just said, oh, man, I would hate to meet this guy coming at me in an alley. And just because I am who I am, and I am the way I am, and I say things other people wouldn't say, I just turned around, he was behind me, and I looked at him, and I said, please don't take this the wrong way. I said, but you cannot possibly be as mean as you look. And then I'm waiting to get killed or whatever. And I'll never forget this. He said, and he talked like Mr. T. Remember Mr. T talk? Mm-hmm. I said, you can't be as mean as you look. He said, are you Frank O'Pinion? And I thought, uh-oh. And I said, yes. He said, I love you, man. And he gave me this gigantic big bear hug. And we sat down and we started talking and we couldn't stop talking. Nicest guy in the world. And we have had conversations about what it's like to look like he looks. Because he has the luxury of scaring you to death or loving you to death. He could do either one. And he told me one time, he said, when he's on his motorcycle, and he's all in black. He's black. Leather's black. Bike's black. He says, sometimes, he says, and he's a big guy. He says, I get a big kick out of a stop at stoplight. I look over. I can see your mamas locking their doors. He says, because they're so afraid of me. You know, and he kind of gets a big kick out of just the fact that just on that look, you know, we make a decision about somebody. So, Lane, if you're listening, we will always be friends. And I called him today to just say, you know, it's been much too long since we've seen each other, and that's my fault. I'm going to take the blame for that. Just a great guy. And so I'll just kind of dedicate my little portion of this day to my buddy, Lane White. And again, I like pretending like I got a lot of black friends. The one other thing quickly that's always amazed me, and Peon, you'll agree with this because we've talked about it, is the number of black listeners we have. We've got a lot of black mm-hmm. listeners, and I don't know why. We don't play, and see, here I go.
Because we're cool.
No, here I go, though.
We're not an urban station.
Yeah, we don't play hip-hop. But, see, this is the thought process that I try to stop before it starts, but I just did it.
Why shouldn't they like this show?
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm sitting here thinking, man, I'm so glad we got all these black listeners, but what the heck would they like about this show? Well, what wouldn't they like?
Right.
A joke is a joke, and a story is a story. And that's where we're sort of all the same. We have to take a break, and I'm going to ask John Londoff to do something he's never done before, and that's a commercial in under 15 minutes, because we have no time today. We're getting kicked
off. No time. I mean, Dan told me right away, he says, listen, you got to hurry up. That was 15 minutes ago.
Well, I had to. Hey, listen, it's Martin Luther King Day, for goodness sakes, and
well,
I don't think anybody ever takes.
I agree. It was a great segment.
But nobody ever takes the time to talk about.
You did a lot more than I ever could, but you know, growing up in the beautiful North County in Normandy, going to Luther North High School in North County, not going out to a school in West County, I feel very, very blessed and lucky that I grew around a lot of diversity and. Was helped raised by my beautiful mother, my grandma, but a beautiful lady from Berkeley, Missouri, Willie Lawson, who, I'm going to tell you, I wept like a baby at her funeral. I mean, I just loved her so much, and a big part of it. We were raised with no prejudice in our family.
No, and you and I have talked about this before.
I mean, my dad, you know, having seen the way, you know, his parents and uncles and aunts from Macedonia and Bulgaria, how they were treated, you know, he was a friend to everybody, and with his death, so many people, of course, giving me their, you know, well wishes and condolences. Our African American friends and customers and like family members had tears in their eyes, and they'd get me crying. I mean, that's love, and it's going to school at Luther North and graduating in '76. I'll never forget, you know, my senior year and some friends of mine that were black African American saying that they went down to Mississippi or Alabama for summer vacation, and they still had different bathrooms and water fountains. I was dumbfounded.
You see, you didn't see that as a kid, but I did. I saw it every day as a kid, and I'm still a work in progress here. Because when you come from that,
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I feel sorry for the people that feel they have to be, you know, that mean We're all God's children. That's it. But
listen to quote, we're having a great day. Quote from January 16th, 2012, John Landoff, we're all God's children. That'll
like
go down
it.
In the annals or whatever they call it. Of,
annals.
Annals. Annals.
Oh, yeah. It's not anal. That's another thing. Yeah.
See what happens when you keep taking Fridays off?
Yeah, I know.
And you just lose a little bit of that, you know? But, we do miss you on Fridays. That's all I'm going to say.
You keep missing me. You want to sell something?
Big day today. Unbelievable. Great deals on pre-owned vehicles. I mean, we've got 25, 30... plus vehicles under 11.9 for sale, probably fewer than that. We've been selling a lot of those. We're keeping more and more vehicles at a great price to meet all of the marketplace. Chevy Cruzes for 16.9, Malibu's 18.9, Silverado pickup trucks $9,000 off.
Whoa!
On HDs and 3/4 tons and crew cabs. So
what does that HD stand for? What does that stand for? HD?
Heavy duty.
Yeah. Ooh, he knew.
Heavy duty, yeah.
He knew.
Definition.
Can't trick him. You can't stop
trick
him.
Me.
No.
Huh?
Can we have the phone number, please?
Yes, sir. I'll go quickly. 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Landoff.com. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Come and see us. We'll be open late tonight. And happy MLK Day. And it's a beautiful day today.
All right. You're going to have a lot of business tonight because we're going to see to it. We're sending them right now.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks,
all right,
everybody.
John, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Really is true. He and I have talked about this thing, and he did grow up with, there was none. He didn't get to see the whole water fountain entrance thing. And I look at footage now when I see these documentaries, and I see that, and I go, I cannot believe that I was in the middle of that. And that I,
that's even been in the last 200 years that that's
like
happened.
Yeah, it seems like it should have been centuries ago.
Yeah. It's there's a great movie coming out, Red Tails or something, about the black... fighter pilots in World War, I guess, one or something. I'll have to check more into it. It looks really good. And I never did see Glory. I need to see that movie, too. But we got a break. I'm gonna do this before we break so that we're not really way far behind. And then we'll try to make up for all this later in the week. Just a reminder to everybody that has a homeowner that there's a really stupid way to borrow money, and there's a really smart way to borrow money. And then there are all the ways in between. The really stupid way to borrow money is use your credit cards as some sort of a, you know, lender, because that's what you do when you just pay as little as you can pay every month. You're borrowing money from the credit card company. That's the most expensive money you can borrow. The smartest way to borrow money is to take advantage of these ridiculously low mortgage rates. For people with perfect credit, these rates are still in the threes. So that's the way you borrow money. And you borrow that money and use it to pay off the dumb credit card money. And then you sort of make a promise to yourself never again to get maxed out on your credit cards so that you're not tempted to make those minimum payments. There's also a home equity loan, which is sort of the same thing, except you use the equity in your home and you borrow money to pay for whatever. They don't really care. You can buy a car, get a clear title. You can take a trip. Don't take a trip where the boat turns up sideways and the captain is drunk and leaves everybody. What a story! That guy, you talk about the coward of the century. It's that captain. You don't want to pay for that cruise with your loan. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Tina. Well, first of all, this traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Giant. It's Mattress Giant's liquidation sale, and you could save up to 80% on name brand mattresses and more. Queen set start at $209. Everything must go only at Mattress Giant. It was a light day this morning, and you're going to have the same thing this afternoon. There are no incidents, no traffic tie-ups, no slowdowns. Everything's looking great. And it's also brought to you by ExxonMobil. At ExxonMobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help you remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Todd Akin.
I was characterized as voting against something and for it. Look, that implies that it was the same thing we're voting for.
And Sarah Steelman.
I do have to point out that the example that you keep giving with the Medicare Part D, you voted for it before you voted against it.
In a debate on Tuesday, January 10th, that drew national attention.
If Sarah had experience in Washington, D.C., she'd realize the House creates a bill, and it may not be the same bill when it comes back from the Senate.
There was only one place to hear the Missouri Republican senatorial debate.
You know, it does make a difference what you do and what you say in Washington.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. It's a new year and construction at the Weber Chevrolet locations is moving along. But Chevy's sending us more vehicles than ever, and we have no place to put them. So our problem is your opportunity. 012 automatic cruises are just $15,900. $15,900 for the best-selling car in the country in an automatic. If you qualify for GM loyalty, you pay only $15,400. At Weber, you can buy an 012 Malibu for just $17,900. With GM loyalty, you pay only $17,400. Finally, for all new trucks, SUVs, and crossovers, just take the employee price and take $2,000 off. Employee price minus all factory rebates, minus $2,000 on all new trucks, including Silverados and Equinoxes. In many cases, it's over $10,000 off. As always, everyone qualifies for all pricing. There are no hidden rebates and absolutely no gimmicks. Help us keep our construction sites clear. All trucks, SUVs, and crossovers, $2,000 under employee price. 012 automatic cruises, $15,400. 012 Malibus, $17,400. And the best selection of Chevys in the Midwest. Only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations or at WeberChevrolet.com.
When you're on the retirement highway, do you worry if you have enough gas in the tank to finish the trip?
Mark Allen, the host of Retirement Income Answers, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KTRS.
You know, retirement's a long way to go without a paycheck. And regardless of your current savings, many worry about running out of gas on the retirement highway. And nobody wants to run out of gas. At Income Planners of America, we help people retire comfortably with financial security. And we've been doing it for over 25 years. We've helped a lot of families, and we can help you too. If you're tired of the volatile market fluctuations and are looking to create and protect a dependable retirement income, conservative solutions do exist. Give me a call and set up your initial consultation. There's no cost. I'll come to your home or office, and I'll show you how to enjoy a financially secure retirement. Don't wait until it's too late. 314-454-9700. 314-454-9700. Visit the website, IncomePlannersOfAmerica.com. Make sure you have enough gas in your tank for your retirement journey.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is La Russo's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating La Russo's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run La Russo's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of La Russo's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at La Russo's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or larussos.com. We'll see you on the Hill at La Russo's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or larussos.com.
Here in Southern Illinois, hard work is a way of life. And it's good to know that in Washington, we have John Shimkus working hard for us. While others play politics, Congressman Shimkus is bringing people together to protect and create good-paying jobs. In Congress, John Shimkus is a leader, fighting to reduce the budget deficit, cut government red tape and regulation, increase domestic energy production, expand exports for Illinois farmers and manufacturers. And John Shimkus is a strong supporter of small business, helping our local economy grow. Congressman Shimkus believes in common sense solutions that get results. And in today's economy, good-paying jobs are his top priority. Call 202-224-3121 today. Tell John Shimkus to keep fighting for jobs and our Illinois way of life. Paid for by the American Chemistry Council.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 2.875. 2.875 fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 2.875. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 2.875 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.702 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal. When life gets hectic, there's still one thing that gives me plenty of comfort, my Serta mattress. And with the low prices and delivery options at Sam's Club, I get peace of mind, too.
Hurry in by January 16th while members receive special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $289 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. See Club for details.
Be sure to ask about delivery and start resting easy before your mattress reaches home. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes whenever, wherever, and however you like. H&R Block, never settle for less.
Stagger Lee, not the good version. The good version was done by O.C. Smith, I think. We would be happy to take your calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We only have about 10 minutes, but we do have most of that for you if you want to call. A couple of quick things. I told these guys that I accidentally stumbled over the weekend onto my Big Fat Greek Wedding, and I watched the whole thing, and I forgot how hilarious. The Peon said he's never seen it.
No,
if
not the whole thing.
If you don't think that movie is hysterical, I'll be surprised, and your wife will love it. So my Big Fat Greek Wedding, I'm glad that I accidentally came across that and watched it. Westport Car Wash. I tried to get my car washed before I came in today. Well, you talk about a line of cars.
Really? Oh, I
lined
bet.
Up down Page. I wasn't about to sit in that line, so they're doing a booming business, day, as they should. It's a good car wash. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I want to make one more statement about growing up in the South. And I'm not bashing the South. It was everywhere. But I literally, until into my adulthood, when I would shake hands with a black person, I'd wash my hands as fast as I could. Now, isn't that something? Mm-hmm. But it's the truth. And I'm not proud of that, but that's I think a lot of people, if you're honest, you'll admit that there was a time when you thought that way too. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that movie you were talking about comes out Friday. It's called Red Tails.
Red Tails.
And it's about the first time that they trained Negro airmen to be fighter pilots.
Now, you just said Negro.
Well, I mean, that's what they were in that time.
I know.
They called it. So.
I know, and I know you meant nothing by it, but you're using it in that context because of the period of time
yeah.
that this took place.
Well, anyway, they were the first ones that they were trained to be fighter pilots in World War II, and they were not trained at a regular air base. They were trained at the Tuskegee Institute.
And weren't they given inferior equipment to the other
Yeah,
pilot?
At first, but then they were allowed to fly the P-51 fighters, and they were initially were escorts, bomber escorts, and not one bomber plane was ever lost in World War II when they were escorting them.
How about that? Oh, so what are you, like a history teacher or something?
No, I'm just a dumbass old man.
Hey, you're not that dumb.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
You know more than we do. Thank you, Jim. All right, I'm going to have to take a stab at this name. Chi or
Che?
Che? Is it Che?
Che.
Che, that's you.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Pretty good, sir. First-time caller.
Well, we're glad to have you. What can we do for you?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Sir, I'm just curious. Wanted to see if you talk about Angelina Jolie for the Golden Globe Award.
Oh, my goodness. Skeleton arms.
Yes, sir.
The arms of a skeleton. Thank you for mentioning it. You know what? She looked like she had been kept in a basement with no food for 60 days. I've never seen
such... That's the only thing I just wanted to see if you talk about
it. No, Che, thank you for calling. I'm so glad you mentioned that. The Golden Globes, I didn't watch them last night because when they were on, I was doing something I haven't done for 3 years. I was sitting in a Cracker Barrel restaurant having chicken and dumplings.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were with a group of people after the celebration of life of my friend's dad who'd passed away, and about 20 of us said, where can we go to eat? What's open? Bingo, Cracker Barrel. So I didn't get to, but I did watch parts of it because we recorded it. And when she walked up, I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
I didn't
see her
walk up.
This is a woman that can afford groceries.
I didn't see her walk up, but when Brad Pitt came out, they immediately took the camera and panned over to Angelina.
Those arms.
And they think they look good. It's
I can
like
hardly
her,
look at them.
It's like her Madonna, and Madonna is really weird. The front part of her arm is really skinny, but she's got the old hanging
she's
lady,
up,
old
yeah.
lady
she's,
arms.
No,
on
she's
the
got
back.
Real muscular arms.
I don't know.
As long as we're judging and commenting and critiquing, how about that Jane? Forget politics. Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda
she
is 74.
Great. Holy cow.
Wow. What a body.
Whoever did her plastic surgery did a perfect job.
And she admits
job.
She had some plastic surgery. She had her neck done, her eyes
but
done.
But she's not stretched.
No,
you know, she doesn't look all
she's
of...
got a good doctor. She...
Kate Winslet, too.
Winslet,
oh my goodness.
I like Kate. She's got some meat on her. She eats a hamburger every once in a while with extra gooey sauce.
Charlize Theron, of course. I mean, it's,
and Sofia Vergara looks really cute.
So, you know, you do have your share of eaters. The women who aren't, but that Angelina, and her face is angelic. It's so beautiful. But I could. Here's how bad. Che's right. Here's how bad her arms look. Her arms look so bad. I couldn't even look at her face. I was concentrating on those pencil toothpick arms.
And she probably thinks she looks great.
I still like Jennifer Aniston better.
Well, Dan, we're not. It's not a contest here.
Well, I know that, but that's how I feel.
Jolie's arms. Let's talk to Janet. Hello, Janet.
Hi. How are you, Frank?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I am AM and the PM.
Well, that's the way we'd like for everybody to be. What can we do for you, Janet?
I just have a comment. I went to my cousin's funeral today, and she had such a sense of humor. The last song they played was Happy Trails to You with Roy Rogers singing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And I could just hear her laughing the whole time.
Yeah. I've been around the little death here the last couple of weeks, and I'm ready to step away from that for a while.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Janet.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye. And Keith, hello, Keith.
Hey, in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, you're talking about Martin Luther King. I called you guys from Siesta Key about 10 days ago.
Yeah,
I'm moving my son back from Tampa.
Yeah, when we were freezing and you weren't.
Oh yeah, it wasn't bad.
And now it's 60-something.
Real quick, wait. You know, I have you know a decent amount of black friends. Well, my son went to private school the first couple years, and one of his best friends, his name was Keith, also. And you know, he spent more time over at our house than the white kids did. And they grew up together. And here's a funny line. And I think my son was, in sixth grade or seventh grade, and getting some crap from the county kid. They go, hey, why are you hanging around that black kid? He goes, he's not black, he's brown.
Which is true.
Well, I know.
No, we talked about...
Like, and the kids, they were like, what? They were dumbfounded that he said, he's not black, he's brown.
Yeah.
And ever since then, if you see, they're still best friends. And if you see him today, he graduated from the Smet. He's in college, and he is almost the twin of who's the actor who used to be a rapper, real tall, skinny, great looking dude.
Oh, you're talking about Will Smith? Will Smith?
Oh yeah, Keith is 6'6". He lost his braces, glasses. He looks exactly like Will Smith.
Well, wow, good for him.
Maybe
because Keith came to his track meet, and here, because my son was all state and track in high school, and he ran the 4x100. He's the only white kid running in the final heat in the state championship. And there's something about track and field players. There's a different demeanor because they got. I mean, you would think oh, my son can get along with anybody, but it was how they treated my son, and he treated them the same way. It's like, it's just unbelievable the different sports, how they, you know, can be so negative at times and really positive.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, Keith. Thank you.
Hey, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And I could get one more. If Greg can go in about a minute, it's all yours, Greg. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? You know it's me. It's
I know. Glad. I know who it is now. I do, now that I heard your voice. What's up?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I told myself my new resolution was I was going to try to talk slower. Is it working?
It's working. It is working. You're doing a good job.
I like when you tell stories about, you know, what you went through with, you know, as far as racial issues. I was looking at a show earlier, and they were talking about some of the stuff that Martin Luther King and the people back there went through. You know, I was born in 78, so a lot of times I look at these stories and I get all caught up and choked up inside, like, wow, look what everybody went through.
Yeah, you missed all, most of that, the worst of it.
Right, and then you see people today, a lot of our people and people in general, and don't want to go to school, pants down, on drugs and drinking. It's like, wow, look what people died for, and we got the freedom to do a lot of stuff we couldn't do back then. People just don't even appreciate it.
Nope, you got a great point, Greg, and I appreciate the call. Thank you.
No problem, sir.
All right. One of our most loyal listeners, mm-hmm. Greg, the yep. cab driver, I believe, right?
Yep.
You drive a cab? We leave you, boy, this went fast.
Yeah.
We leave you with a reminder for all of you who are hurting in your neck, your back, your legs, your hip, feet. Don't overlook and don't fail to at least give the Good Feet people a chance to eliminate or alleviate that pain. You've maybe tried other things, or maybe you think that you're going to have to end up doing things like, you know, be on pain medication for a long time, or therapy or surgery or something. Before you get into all that, just make a quick visit to a Good Feet store. Take you 30, 40 minutes. You're going to know. You're going to know while you're in the store if this is the answer you've been looking for, if this truly is going to be your one stop for pain relief. It's an insert. That's it. But it's not just any old off-the-rack insert.